In two separate retaliatory attacks, Yemeni forces have inflicted heavy damage on targets inside and outside Saudi Arabia. In one of the assaults, Yemeni forces targeted the positions and gatherings of Saudi soldiers in the Yemeni province of Taiz. In another attack, Yemeni forces fired a barrage of missiles at King Fahad bin Abdul Aziz Air Base in the Saudi city of Taif. According to a Yemeni military source, the strike caused a big fire in the airbase. Saudi Arabia invaded Yemen in early 2015 to reinstate Yemen's former Saudi allied government. The invasion has claimed over 12,500 lives in Yemen and destroyed the country's infrastructure. A central operation room was officially opened in Yemen to coordinate efforts aimed at tackling cholera. The epidemic has claimed over 1,800 lives. Outbreak in late April in Yemen. Saudi Arabia's devastating war and its crippling siege of the impoverished country is blamed for the fast spread of the virulent disease. Press TV's correspondent Mohammed Al-Attab has filed this report from Sana'a.
A high-ranking UN delegation has concluded a short visit to Yemen as the humanitarian situation in the country further deteriorates with the cholera epidemic spiraling out of control. The delegation arrived in the war-torn country on Monday to evaluate the situation and find ways for the UN to alleviate the suffering of the Yemenis. During the visit, senior officials from the World Health Organization, World Food Program, and UNICEF toured hospitals in Sana'a and Taiz.
Our visit was aimed at evaluating the humanitarian situation and accessing those who are deprived and in prison due to the current conflict in the country. The president of the ICRC and I call on all warring parties and other supporting countries to allow ICRC to get access to deliver assistance and visit the illegally imprisoned people.
During the mission, a central operation room mandated to coordinate efforts for fighting cholera was officially opened. The officials also shed light on the role of Saudi Arabia in bringing about the grave humanitarian situation in Yemen.
Only 45% of the healthcare sector in Yemen is operating. Many water facilities have been bombarded or targeted during the ongoing war. Bridges, roads and vital services, including electricity, are not functioning, unfortunately. So there is an urgent need for coordinated and collective efforts to ease the suffering of Yemenis.
Yemen is facing an unprecedented humanitarian crisis as cholera, along with Riyadh's airstrikes and blockade, continue to claim more lives in the country. The World Health Organization has reported 368,207 suspected cholera cases and 1,828 deaths from the disease in Yemen since late April.
As the central operation room is officially opened to coordinate government and international efforts for tackling cholera, many hope with coordinated efforts would help curb the spread of the disease. Cholera outbreak in Yemen has been considered by Oxfam as the largest in modern history. Mohammed Al-Attab, Press TV, Sana'a.